terrible story, but it feels better than an individual scam.
Is it one of those ones that makes you feel better about yourself when you hear it?
Almost. No. Just because an individual wasn't targeted, but tens of thousands of taxpayer accounts were hacked. And CRA repaid out millions in bogus refunds. So between 2020 and 2024, so just into this October 2024, they have paid out 190 million in bogus payments connected to confirmed cases of privacy breaches. So basically what the hackers would do is they would obtain an e-file and get the credentials to file a return on the behalf of you. So you, the taxpayer, right? They would hack into your account and change the direct deposit account. Oh, well, I'm not using BMO. I'm using TD now. So they would change where the money would be sent. They would file a false tax return, make up all these fake numbers.
So they're the ones who got scammed.
CRA did, yes.
Yes.
And CRA fails to detect the fraud and processes the return and then sends all of the money out to these fake accounts.
So I'm waiting for my tax return. It's not coming.
You're not even waiting because you didn't file this.
Oh.
They filed it on your behalf, so you don't even know your taxes have been filed under your name.
I gotcha.
It's one of those where I am like the ostrich. I want to, when a credit card bill, anything comes in, I want to stick my head in the sand. I don't want to go through it, and I know I have to, but it's the most painful thing ever. And this is one of those scenarios as well where we almost have to stay on top of our CRA accounts, like not just focus on it. You know, you give your accountant the information, they do all of it for you. You have to kind of stay on top of it, especially if you do it for yourself or you have, you know, a friend or a family member do it. Like I have an accountant because I'm in America and Canada, but, to not even know this is filed on your behalf.
So then when I really do go file.
Yeah, no, it's already been
there.
They're
like, you can't file again. Yeah, and you're like, what do you mean again?
We've processed your return already. We already sent you the money.
And like, if you can prove you didn't, now they got to pay you again.
A big thing was through H&R Block. There was a data breach there. Wow. And so they obtained all the information. So it's always important to kind of check into that.
So technically we didn't get scammed so much as the CRA got scammed.
That's exactly why it's one of those where you never want to hear about, it's our money anyways, it's Canada, right?
Yeah.
But it's, you never want to hear about this happening to an individual because we are constantly reviewing scams and making people aware and things you have to think about. But this is another one of those things that.
Who would have thought?
I know that they themselves, it feels like there's just someone in their seedy little office just like, hey, I got the entire government.
So, and if they're that smart, you can imagine if they use their smarts for good.
I say that all the time. But those that use their smarts for good or their physical for good or anything for good, they don't make enough money.
It's teachers.
Like, those stories where the police officers making, you know, $24,000 in Detroit is like, well, I ran across this $1 million that this guy's making. You know, it's one of those scenarios. So if you are with H&R Block, maybe it's a good time to kind of look into it and just make sure all your stuff is above board.